Ideally, anger should not be expressed just because our ego is offended or for any purely personal reason. Our anger should only be for the sake of Allah Almighty, and that's easier said than done. But we have the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated about him that he was never angered for anything materialistic or by anything that had to do with this world. But if someone exceeded the limits in religious matters or against the truth, then he became so angry that no one could endure his anger, and he would not rest until it was redressed. It's narrated about him that he never became angry for his own sake, nor did he demand redress for his own self. So from this we see that when it was appropriate to apply anger, the Prophet ﷺ applied anger. And when it was not, then he was never personally offended for anything. Now, anger can be such an intense and confusing emotion that sometimes we have a legitimate question that how do we know if our anger is for the sake of Allah Almighty? Now, one easy way to tell is by asking ourselves if we're being just. It's a simple question. This means not taking sides just because we're related to someone. Now, there's a verse of the Holy Quran that can guide us in judging our intentions. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that, O ye who believe, be strict in observing justice, and be witnesses for Allah, even though it be against yourselves or against your parents or against your kindreds. Now, a lot of the times when people get angry at someone, it's out of a personal bias. It's something that's not consistent in its application. For example, if someone wronged our brother or our sister, they did something wrong against them, then we become angry at them. Now, we should ask ourselves at that point that if my brother or my sister did that same thing to someone else, if they did that same thing to this person, then would I be as angry at my brother or my sister? If our anger is for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then it won't differentiate between a relative or a stranger. It'll be equal in its application because we're only concerned with what is wrong and what is right and what is the truth. So this basic teaching of justice prevents individual fights from expanding into family feuds. And when families begin to fight with each other, it's because of these biases. It's because people take sides not based on justice, but based on personal loyalties. Also, what Islam has taught us is that we're not allowed to cut off relations with one another. This also reforms the application of our anger. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that do not hate one another, do not be jealous of one another, and do not desert each other. And he said, O Allah's worshippers, be brothers. It's not permissible for any Muslim to desert his brother or to refuse to talk to his brother for more than 3 days. So based on this hadith, before we get angry with anyone, we have to think twice and we have to ask ourselves, am I taking the easy way out? Because the easy way out is to vent my frustration, because then we have the option to never talk to this person again. But if the purpose of our anger is reformation, then to cut that person off and never talk to them again is not an option. We always have to think that is my expression of anger something where I'm always open to talking to this person, to convincing them and to reforming them afterwards. So this makes a world of change in the way that we express our anger. So in Islam, anger is not forbidden. It's a natural human emotion. But directing it in a productive and good way, that is what Islam teaches us.